Good morning. We're continuing Chei Adam Klal Nun Simen Yutes. Yesh li zor shlo yechol dover shehuk shibriyosei. Person should not eat an item which is in its original state of the way it was created as a full item. So it has to be its original state as opposed to something which is made man-made. And it has to be in its full original state as opposed to being cut, crushed, etc. It could be one bean, or one nut. And any other pre which is less than a kazayas. Now, if a person would eat a whole plum, stick a whole plum in his mouth, we're not worried about it because it's a kazayas. But here we have a person ate one bean, it's clearly less than a kazayas. Does he say bracha achrona? So, it's not a kazayas, but the problem is, there's an opinion which says that the person would say a bracha achrona on a kibberia. So, by eating one beria, the kibbutz shehuda v'chashiv, yesh armim, tzuma v'orchim bracha achrona, ava pisha eino kazayas. Since it's something of significance, a beria has a chashivas to it. We'll see some examples in a moment. So, since it has a chashivas to it, a beria has a chashivas to it, even though it's not a kazayas, there's an opinion which says that you say a bracha achrona. Okay, so now, by eating a beria, he's in a suffix. What to do? According to one opinion, he's chayiv in a bracha achrona. According to one opinion, it's not a kazayas, he's not chayiv. And if he's not chayiv, he's not allowed to, because it's a bracha levatola. So he put himself in a situation where he has a suffix bracha achrona, which he cannot resolve. So the best aid, so the Chayyadim says, is just avoid the whole situation of the Chachila and don't eat something which is the size of a barrier. Where do you see an example of a Dabar Chashev? So in Hichas Bittul in Yeridea, the Lach is that even though things are Bittul, something is its original barrier, its original state. So it is not Bittul. Now there are some other rules which apply over there. But the concept of a beria, that a beria has a chashivas to it, is in its original state, is something which we see that there's such a concept. So some apply it to the din of bracha achrona, the bracha achrona as well. Mimchilkuk mikodem ad shlo nisha sholem v'achloi kranis baltim mechashivus. But if the person cut it first, see, even if the person ate a whole plum, but he ate it in two pieces. He cut it in half, and he ate it in two pieces. So it wasn't a barrier. Even though he started out with a barrier, but when he actually ate it, it wasn't in a barrier state anymore. Person pops the whole bean in his mouth at one time. Person puts the whole nut in his mouth at one time. The person puts this. He first cuts the plum into two, and then he puts it in. So that's not called a barrier. Now, removing the inedible outer wrapping does not remove the status of beria. So if you have a nut inside of a shell and you break open the shell, you have a peanut, you break open the shell and take out the peanut, so that's still called a beria. What do you mean? You took off the shell, so it's not in original state. The shell has been removed. So beria is referring to the food element. If the food element's in its original state, it's in its original complete state. A person would remove the peel of a banana, etc. So these are still called beria. Let's say a person bites into it in multiple bites. So he didn't pop the whole thing into his mouth at one time. He nibbled off a little piece and then another little piece, etc. Is that considered that he ate a beria or not? So the assumption of law is that that's not considered eating a beria, because since he broke it into pieces with his teeth. What's the difference? He breaks it into pieces with teeth and then he eats it in two stages, or he cuts it with a knife and eats it in two stages. So it's not called eating a beria. So the solution that you have person wants to eat a few grapes. So he doesn't want to eat a kazayas worth of grapes. So there's a ma'alan halacha of making a bracha on a sholem. So he says, I'm in a dilemma. If I make a bracha on a sholem, and I pop the grape into my mouth, so now I ate a beria. So, but you've gained the mile of making a bracha on a sholem, but you've lost, you've created this suffix situation that maybe you're chuyv in a bracha achrona, even though you only have eaten a few grapes. So the answer is take the grape and bite into it. So you'll eat half a grape, you make a bracha on a sholem, and then you ate only half of it at one time, and then the other half the other time. So you're able to gain the mile of making a bracha on a sholem, and also avoid the issue of eating a berya by taking it in, biting it into two pieces before you eat it. Okay. The Chayalim is going to go into a interesting question in the next siman. In a situation where you have a suffix bracha achrona of aloe eitz, are there any solutions for that situation? Suffix bracha achrona for aloe geffen. Are there any solutions that can you eat other foods which are chayiv and brachachas me gimel, not of the same type of brachachas me gimel? Eat some cake and throw in the alamichya which he must make, an aloe eitz or aloe geffen, me suffix. So that's what the Chayim is going to talk about in the next siman. Meanwhile, have a good day.